surveys on why italics matter.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
And on this Friday evening, welcome, my friends, to Texas League Baseball with the Rock Hounds and the Wichita Wind Surge, and it is, well, pretty much down to this. It is time to play baseball simply for the joy of playing baseball. The Frisco Rough Riders need to win one game. They have three remaining on their schedule. Or they need either the Amarillo Sod Poodles or the Rockhounds to lose one game. Any combination thereof, and Frisco will be the second half champions of the Texas League South. And so those would be somewhat prohibitive odds, I would think. The ridiculous movie and the ridiculously funny movie, Dumb and Dumber. If I recall, Jim Carrey was inquiring of his would-be love interest what the chances were that he and she could be perhaps more than friends. And I believe he said, so the odds are, one. What would you say, 1 in 1,000? She says, more like 1 in 1,000,000, to which Jim Carrey with that wonderful face says, so you're saying there's a chance. Well, same kind of odds right now for the Rockhounds and maybe for the Amarillo Sod Poodles as well. Sod Poodles have snuck a half game ahead of the Rockhounds in the Texas League South. But again, Frisco closing in, deservedly so, as we get set now for baseball tonight. Ahead of the first pitch, let's take you downstairs for the Star-Spangled Banner.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask you to please rise and remove your hats as we honor our country with our national anthem, presented by Coachella. Performing tonight's anthem is Wild Pitch.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For a man like we were so gallant.
is the quartet known as Wild Pitch, always outstanding. But it's been a part of, well, it was Angels baseball, but I got to admit it, part of Angels and Rockhounds baseball a long, long time. I don't know that the lineup hasn't changed, but the performance is always absolutely excellent. Wild Pitch with our Star Spangled Banner. Wichita and the Rockhounds getting set for game number 3. This will be a 6-game series when all is said and done. Do remind you, and I know we've had a lot of calls today about it, tomorrow will be a doubleheader, and it will start at 5 o'clock with fireworks following game 2. That is, by the way, 2 7-inning games, and that will be tomorrow. So we know we've had a bunch of calls about that today. For tonight, 9 innings of baseball, and the Rockhounds will see a very familiar face on the mound. That and the first pitch of the ball game right after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
It has just been a gorgeous Friday here in the Permian Basin in West Texas, and that continues here this evening. Check the thermometer for you. We have right at 90 degrees, and we've been there in a little bit warmer than that this afternoon, so a little leftover summertime. Almost to autumn, aren't we? Was that the 21st of September, I think? My goodness. Time flies when you're playing baseball. 90 degrees, little bit of breeze, just enough to unfurl the flags, and it'll be Austin Martin to lead it off. Austin with a terrific ball game last night. Faces right-hander Trey Schupach, who will make his third start. He won't go deep into the game, but we'll tell you why it's good news that, simply put, that he is pitching. He does, fires a strike, and we are underway. Austin Martin, right-handed hitting shortstop. 239 the batting average. That's been a disappointment for him. He's also dealt with an elbow injury over the course of the year. Pitch to him is just outside and low, one ball and one strike. Edward Julian will again bat number 2 and play second base. Edward Julian is on deck. And Jair Camargo, the catcher, will bat third. Camargo, behind the plate batting third. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Good slider down and away. One ball and two strikes to Martin, who will ask for time and walk away. Will Austin. Junior Severino, who's had a terrific, of course, just a couple of games, but he's been really good in this series. He'll bat in the cleanup spot, the third baseman, Severino. 1-2 pitch by Schupach. Breaking ball, got it. Boy, just swept over the outside corner. Austin Martin really reacted to that. I don't know that I can really blame him, but that pitch had a ton of movement. But it was deemed to have just gotten the outside corner on its way to the glove. Boy, that is a tough third strike. So Martin retired. He doesn't strike out very much, really, but out on strikes there on a really good pitch by Schupach. Now the left-handed hitting Edward Julian. Top on-base guy in the league, and he takes just up and in for a ball, 1-0. Alex Isola is the first baseman batting fifth. Isola is at first. Anthony Prado in left field about sixth. Prado is the wind surge left fielder. The 1-0 by the right-hander Trey Schupach swung on and missed. A little bit off speed, and Julian chased it up a little bit. Deshaun Kersey Jr. in right field in this game. He'll bat seventh. Kersey Jr. moves to right and bat in the seventh spot. 1-1 pitch outside for ball 2-2-1. Kyle Schmidt makes his series debut. Designated hitter will bat eighth is Kyle Schmidt. And Will Holland in center field batting ninth. Holland in center rounds it out. 2-1 pitch by Schupach. No, missed down and in. Ball 3-3-1. Julian is not the highest profile base stealer on the team, but he will go if he gets on a little bit. He has 17 steals and a 3-1 count. He's also a guy who draws a ton of walks. The 3-1 pitch, and he takes a high strike. Just got there, 3-2. So full count to Julian with nobody on and one down. Edward at 3-0-1 on this season. Edward, that is. It's a cool spelling, but it's pronounced Edward. Here's the 3-2, and that's up and in, and draws another one. That is 97 walks for Edward Julian. He led all of minor league baseball a year ago with more than 100. And he is closing in on the century mark in bases on balls here for the Wind Surge. One on now for Jair Camargo. Right-handed hitting catcher. Feels that bat around a little bit as he waits. Little streaks of sunlight right across home plate. Pitch is down and away for ball one, a ball and no strikes. Martin, Julian, and Camargo up top. Severino, Isola, and Prado in the middle of the order. Kersey Jr., Schmidt, and Holland will round it out for the first half, make it second half chance. In the Texas League North, and the team with the best record in the league overall, the Wichita Wind Surge. Pitch down low for ball two, 2-0. Camargo with one man on, one man up. Jair, a 247 average, has 11 home runs and 31 driven in. That in the span of just 43 games, so he has been very productive in his time with Wichita. Swings and pops this one foul. That'll get out of play, 2-1. Wind Surge come into this game, and boy, they just had an outstanding season, particularly in the second half. They were right in the pennant race in the first half, finishing 35-33. But if they win this ball game, and they have had great success against the Hounds, they would move to 20 games over 500 on the year. 2-1, swing and a miss. One good breaking pitch away, 2-2. Jair was hitless a couple of nights ago. He played in the opener of this series. Teams were then rained out on Wednesday. Played a single game last night, single game tonight, and as mentioned, tomorrow will be the doubleheader to make up for the rain out on Wednesday. Two balls, two strikes, shoe pop comes set. Runner goes, pitch is taken, down and in, and the throw is going on the money, but nope, not in time. Well, that was interesting. Geloff, I think, felt that he caught the ball right on the body of Edward Julian, and the Rockhounds dugout not at all happy about that, but Julian is deemed safe. Stolen base number 18 for him. A strong low throw by Tyler Soderstrom. That pitch was down and away. The count is 3-2 to Camargo. Tyler, kind of an off-balance throw. It was just to the first base side of the bag at second. Geloff made the catch, and basically the glove went right into the body of Julian, but Edward got there just ahead of the tag, so he's at second with one away and a full count to Camargo. Dances off the bag a little bit, and Shupak will step away. Will Trey? Trey Shupak, right-hander, makes his third appearance, and again, not just his third appearance, but third since 2019, and a swing and a miss. Cranked the fastball up to 92. A little bit of run on that pitch as well, and Camargo strikes out. So one on and two men down, and the batter is Junior Severino. This is the guy that the Wind Surge would want up with men on base. He's had a very productive series, couple of home runs on Tuesday to get this series going. Had three RBIs, drove in another last night. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the big right-hander, Trey Shupak, who delivers just down and away for a ball. Trey, like everyone else, sat out 2020, but he also missed all of 2021. And has just now made his way back, pitched once in the Arizona Complex League, and now his third appearance here. He's gone just a total of 3 2/3 innings, so he won't go deep. This pitch swung on and missed, off speed, and a swinging strike, 1-1. Ryan Cusick is expected to back him up, a piggyback start for the Rockhounds this evening. Shupak looks in, has the sign. Runner in scoring position, two down, top of the first. Severino swings and misses. Another off-speed pitch, and the count is 1-2. There's a little streak of sunlight out in front of home plate as the sun sneaks through the opening in the stadium between the roof and the seating section. So the ball going through sunlight and shadow a time or two. Pitch just up high, 2-2. It's an interesting time of evening that way because the ball, again, it's shadow about halfway to home plate. So from shadow to sunlight and right back into shadow, right on the edge of home plate goes the baseball. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball up and in. Full count, 3-2. Severino at the plate. First base open with the count full. Trey Shupak in 3 2/3 innings, 3 base hits allowed in his first 2 appearances. 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. He's whipped a couple and walked one in this game. Severino tapping at left shoulder with the bat as he waits. Right-hander delivers, and that ball is looped foul out of play. So Severino hanging in there. We'll do it again on 3-2. Alex Isola would be next here in the top half of the first inning. Trey Schupach makes his home in LaGrange, Texas. Right-hander set, 3 balls, 2 strikes, second time, delivery, breaking ball, and he got him. Boy, you could see it a mile away. Breaking pitch absolutely froze him. So he strikes out the side, also walks one batter, no runs or hits, no errors, and the man left on in scoring position. Well, I did not identify that familiar face who goes to the mound for Wichita. We will on the other side of this break, as a former Rockhound will take the mound against his ex-teammates. Daniel Gossett, right-hander, taking the mound. Half inning in the books. Village Car Wash score. The wind surge nothing. And against the ex-hound, Rockhound's coming to bat.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes, with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles. And you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
We go to the bottom half of the first. Daniel Gossett, your old broadcaster, owes you a pitch. I was slow getting into that. Ball one on the pitch up high from the right-hander. Michael Goldberg swings at the delivery, flies out to right field, a ball that will be easily hauled in by Deshaun Kersey Jr. So 2 pitches, 1 swing, fly ball to right field. And 1 man down, Michael Goldberg, who is the leadoff batter in this ball game. Michael flying out to right, 1 man down. Here's Zach Geloff in his very familiar number 2 position, batting second and playing second base. Kyle McCann will bat third. He's the designated hitter. Kyle McCann on deck. Daniel Gossett, right-hander, delivers this ball. Is hard hit to right field by Geloff. Going back is Deshaun, and he will not get there. That ball bounces over his glove off the base of the wall. I'm going to call that a ground rule double. That's kind of interesting. Didn't think that got into the bullpen, but it must have bounced off the back of the bullpen wall. So Zach Geloff, it's an opposite field double with one down here in the bottom half of the first inning. That, by the way, is one more hit than Daniel Gossett gave up on August 19th against the Tulsa Drillers. He threw a 9-inning no-hitter against Tulsa as a member of the Wind Surge. But Zach Geloff gets a base hit here. It's runner in scoring position. And here's Kyle McCann. Gossett, who down it in. That got away. See how that's going to be scored. Runner goes to third base. And no on that. So going to go as a wild pitch. Ball was down to the dirt. So a runner at third. And 1 man down. Kyle McCann at 234 on the season. But he's tied with the guy who would like to drive home here. Zach Geloff and Kyle McCann share the team lead with 61 RBIs. Infield in all the way around. Gossett set and the 1-0 pitch. Outside corner at the knees for a called strike, and it's 1-1. J.J. Schwarz on deck. He is the first baseman in this game. J.J. at first, batting fourth. Tyler Soderstrom catches in batting fifth. Tyler in the five spot behind the plate. 1-1 set. Pitch by Gossett. That's lined in the left field of base hit. Infield was drawn in. Saw that with the Rockhounds last night. The drawn-in infield led to a run, and here is the exact same thing. That ball would have been right at Austin Martin, the shortstop, if he were playing at regulation depth, but because he was into the edge of the grass, line drive base hit. So Kyle McCann drives home Zach Gilloff, and the Rockhounds on the board against the former Rockhound. And for Kyle McCann, that is his 62nd RBI. He draws a throw over to first base. Kyle's got him quaking in their boots with his speed. And that really has to feel good. Kyle just 8 for his last 71 coming in. But it's remarkable how many of those 8 hits have driven in runs. That's his 7th RBI during that stretch in which he has really struggled for hits. J.J. Schwarz takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. It's really kind of a strange line. Kyle McCann is now 9 for his last 72 with 7 runs batted in. Double, couple of home runs, 7 ribbies. Pitch, high strike, inside edge, 0-2. Rest of the order, Logan Davidson batting 6th and playing the 6th spot. Logan Davidson at short. Brett Harris. I wrote down Brian Harris on my card. Who in the world is Brian Harris? A check swing, and yep, he's out on strikes. Boy, J.J. knew it. Really fooled on an off-speed pitch away from Daniel Gossett. So a check swing, 3rd strike. 2 down in the inning with a run across. The batter will be Tyler Soderstrom. So, I don't know what Brian Harris is doing tonight, but Brett Harris will be the 3rd baseman, and he will bat 7th. Devin Foyle in right field batting in the 8th spot. Devin is in right. In steps Tyler, takes down and away for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Marty Bikina rounds out the Rockhounds order. He's the left fielder. Marty Bikina in left. Hounds on the board, and the Gelof double. A wild pitch and an RBI single by Kyle McCann. Kyle at first, 2 men down. Pitch finds the outside corner to Tyler Soderstrom for a called strike, 1-1. Goldberg, Gelof, and McCann, the top of the order. Schwarz, Soderstrom, and Davidson in the middle. And Harris, Brett, that is. Foyle and Bikina round it out. Tyler set. Stance slightly open. Left-hand box. Takes. A little bit low. Ball in and out of the glove of the catcher, Camargo. 1 ball and maybe 2 balls, 1 strike. 2-1 is the count. Rockhound's getting a couple of base hits against Daniel Gossett, and since coming to the wind surge, boy, he has been tough to hit. He has now gone 63 and a third innings and has given up 41 hits, including the 2 in this inning. Long set by the right-hander. He delivers breaking pitch, just missed the outside corner. 3 balls and 1 strike to Tyler. Soderstrom at 277 has 7 home runs, 25 driven in. And those, of course, are Rockhounds numbers only. 27 home runs, 96 driven in on the year. 3-1 pitch, ground ball, and that's a base hit into right field under the glove of Isola. The first baseman made a dive, could not get there. First and third, 2 men down. And Tyler Soderstrom is really a fun prospect to watch. What a tremendous bat and in his last 23 games, hitting right about .330. We mentioned this a couple of times. This will be the 7th series in which Tyler will appear for the Rockhounds after joining the team on August 2nd. He went 1-for-19 against Tulsa. They really got to him. He has hit better than .300 in the other five series and is doing the same in this one. That ball just misses the Logan Davidson for ball 1. First and third. With 2 men down, 1 run in. Logan at 255, batting from the left side against the right-hander Daniel Gossett. Runners at the corners, the stretch and pitch, and a swing and a miss and an off-speed delivery, and the count is a ball and a strike to the Hounds shortstop. Logan, 14 home runs, 56 driven in. Gossett comes set. Hands of the letters, delivers, and this ball is hit high in the air, left center field. Boy, this is interesting. Center fielder Holland is going to make that catch. I talk about the sun field in left. Prado never moved. He did not see it at all, but Holland made a really good play. Will got to that ball in left center field and deep. That sun is really nasty this evening for the guys on the left side. Prado never saw the baseball, but Holland saves two runs by making that catch. So we have played one inning. Rockhounds get on the board against Daniel Gossett. And after one, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 1, Wichita nothing.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connected up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Alex Isola leads it off. First baseman against right-hander Trey Schupak. First pitch of the second inning finds the outside corner at the knees. Called a strike. Second underway. Rockhounds 1 and Wichita nothing. Isola, 286 the batting average. 9 homers and 39 driven in. 55 games played. Takes boy same location. Called strike 2. But for Trey Schupak, the wait has been a long one. Really 2.5 years when you look at it. Last pitching in 2019. Breaking pitch, and that's bounced foul. Isola out in front and over the top, but he got a piece of it and bounced it over toward his own dugout. Alex Isola, Anthony Prado, and Deshaun Kersey Jr. here in the top of the second. Stretching the 0-2 pitch by Schupak. Breaking ball tapped back up the middle. Second baseman Gelof right side of the bag and unloads in a hurry. A little wide. Good catch and tag at first by J.J. Zach Gelof had to range to the shortstop side of the bag, and his throw was off balance, and it was wide up the home plate side of the bag at first, but J.J. makes a good play. Makes a catch and tag. Good play by both guys, really. One down for Anthony Prado. Well, the shadow is stretching out quickly. Rockhounds left fielder in this game is Marty Bikina. He will battle the sun a little bit longer, though, as long as if the ball's hit deep to left field, that sun is still an issue. Pitch a called strike to Prado. I mentioned that with Anthony at the plate because the sun sets on the first base side of this ballpark, and it gets to that stretch where it's just peering right over the roof. Pitch to the outside half is a called strike 2. And on the fly ball that did end the first inning, as Will Holland tracked it down. Boy, Anthony was looking into the sun, never saw the ball. He never moved. Pitch inside for a ball. It's 1-2. And again, that's no knock. Make no mistake, that's not a knock on Anthony Prado. He's been outstanding defensively in this series. But, boy, sometimes Mother Nature wins. 1-2 pitch just down and away. The count is even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Center field is really the sun field now, all the way to the wall. Stretch and pitch, and that's up high, ball 3. So 0-2 is now 3-2 to Anthony Prado. Watching Michael Goldberg a little bit, Rockhound center fielder, and he crouches down a little bit, trying to get a look under the sun. Peering over the roof, pitch inside, ball 4. That'll be a really disappointing walk for Schupak as he got ahead of Prado 0-2 and loses him on the next 4 pitches. Prado can run a little bit. He's 10 out of 12 in the base paths. And here's Deshaun Kersey Jr. Left-handed hitter, and he is himself the leading thief in the Texas League, got his 41st bag last night. Left-handed hitter, one on and one man down. 1-0 Rockdowns. Pitch swung on it, fouled back. Count no balls and one strike. That rattles around a little bit into the seats. Started to say harmless foul ball, I think it was. Deshaun Kersey Jr., left-handed hitter at 269. With that really good speed, swings and loops. This one fouled out of play, left side again. 0-2, the count. Has six homers, 45 driven in. Fairly high strikeout total, more than 100. Doesn't walk a ton, and boy, with that speed, you would love to draw some more bases on balls. The 0-2 set. Pitch by Schupak, got him. Called third strike inside corner. Deshaun, not so sure. That's a tough pitch. Couple of tough called third strikes. Well, it's largely been just Trey Schupak playing catch with catcher Tyler Soderstrom. Of the seven batters faced, he has now struck out four, walked two, and one ground out. Here's Kyle Schmidt, right-handed hitter, just activated off the injured list. As of yesterday, and back in the lineup for the wind surge, takes a called strike outside corner from Trey, 0-1. Activity in the bullpen, so again, Trey Schupak probably just a couple of innings. And what will be his 2022 regular season finale. The 0-1 set by the right-hander, and the pitch went just down and away. One ball, one strike. Mentioned a couple of times the A's have a camp in the postseason to which about 50-plus players are invited, guys they want to work with, and Trey is on that list. So this is just a stepping stone to get him all the way back. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 2-1. Batter is Kyle Schmidt, a 178 average in 24 games for Wichita. Base runner is Anthony Prado with two down in the second, 1-0 Rockhounds. Set by Schupak, 2-1 pitch, lifted in the air, center field, not deep. Goldberg on the move, he'll track it down on the run. Fly ball in the center, and again, anything hitting the air to center field, get a little dicey with that sunlight the way it is for the next few minutes still. No runs or hits. No errors and one man left on base. So Trey Schupak likely done for the day, but again, just to be back and on the mound and pitching, man, that has to feel good for the big right-hander. We have played an inning and a half. Into the middle of the second inning, Village Car Wash score. Hounds on top, 1-0.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Brett Harris leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the second inning, and a first pitch swing and a miss off speed from Daniel Gossett. 0-1 to count. Bottom third of the order, Brett Harris, Devin Boyle, and Marty Bikina face the alum of the 2016 Rockhounds. Daniel delivers up and in for a ball, one ball and one strike. Was a member of the team that would become the third in the four-time championship, the four-peat. 2014 through 17. Misses outside here for a ball 2-1. Daniel in that 2016 season opened the year at Stockton and was just too good for the California League and was really good here. Spent the vast majority of the year with the Rockhounds. Bouncing ball foul and it's 2-2. He went 5-5, but beyond that, the numbers were so much better than the 500 record would indicate. He had a 2.5 ERA, 2.48, and really good. He was promoted to AAA by the end of the year. That turned into just a really a breakthrough year for him out of Clemson University. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Down and in, did he go? Harris, boy, say he went. Check swing, strike three. Brett with no objection, so he is out on strike. Strikeout number two for Daniel Gossett. By 2017, he spent most of that year at AAA, but also pitched for the A's in the big leagues. And pitched briefly in 2017 and 18 with Oakland. 23 big league games to his credit. Devin Foyle stands in, swings and misses, comes up empty 0-1. And he was a member of that 2016 team. Boy, 15 and 16, those were really good clubs. Pitched down and in for a ball, one ball, one strike. Ryan Christensen managed both of those teams. Ryan now Bob Melvin's right-hand man with San Diego now for a long time with the A's. Ground ball right side. Julian has it and flips to first for the out. Two down in the second inning. Don't know what it was about the second half, but when Ryan Christensen managed here, and again, he was the manager for the 2015 and 16 championship teams. Boy, the second halves were just astoundingly good. So Goss wasn't a member of the team when they played in the playoffs. Delivers down low for a ball, 1-0, and I know that was disappointing, if not a little bit scary, when he got the call-up. That was basically right down the home stretch of 2016, and boy, did that take a good arm out of the rotation, but Rockhounds got it done, defeating Northwest Arkansas for the league title in 2016. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-0. Since then, Goss has pitched for both the Boston Red Sox organization and now the Twins. 2-0 pitch. Boy, fastball strike and a beauty, 92 at the knees, outside corner to Marty McKenna. Marty right-handed hitting left fielder. 227 the batting average. 2-1 pitch from Gossett. Oh, a check swing fooled him on the off-speed pitch down and a good breaking ball. It's two balls, two strikes. He's been at the AAA level with the Twins and just really struggled. But as you might imagine, he's been really good for the win surge. He's 2-1 with a 2.3 ERA, 14th appearance in his 11th start. 2-2 to Bikina. Base is empty. Pitch to Marty. Backs up, but inside. Ball 3. 3-2. Top of the order, Michael Goldberg waiting on deck. Hounds with the lead early on in this game by a 1-0 score. Oh, beautiful backup pitch. Got him. Marty out on strikes. Very similar to the pitch that Supak ended the top of the inning with. You could just see it coming. So it is a 1-2-3 inning for the former Rockhound Daniel Gossett. And we are bound for the top half of the third inning. We've played a couple, game number three of this six-game series. And after two, Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds 1 and Wichita nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Right-hander Ryan Cusick on the pitch. A piggyback start behind Trey Schupach. Nice to see Trey Schupach pitching again. By all accounts, by the way, one of the really good guys. And well, you love that, trying to make his way back, missing 2 years plus due to injury. So Trey will make just three appearances with the Rockhounds, and again, they are his first since 2019, and he'll go on to the camp that the A's will have during the early stages of the offseason. Boy, really wish him well. That's a long road back. Ryan Cusick on to pitch in the third inning. He'll face 9-1-2 in the order. That'll be Will Holland, Austin Martin, and Edward Julian. For Ryan, of course, the numbers have been certainly disappointing. One of the three guys on this ball club, very high-profile acquisitions by Oakland in trades with the Mets, Braves, and Yankees. Ryan Cusick, former Braves farmhand, coming over in the Matt Olson deal. Here's Will Holland to face him. And the fastball is up high at 94 for ball one, 1-0. JT Ginn, of course, from the Mets, and Luis Medina over from the Yankees. In each case, the numbers do not reflect the talent. I think that's really important to say. Swinging a foul back, it's 1-1. Read a really interesting piece by, oh gosh, who was the, I was starting to say it was Melissa, and I don't think it was, but on the Athletic, at a website, on the A's section, really cool interview with Director of Player Development, Billy Owens. Pitch up and in for a ball, two balls and a strike now to Holland. Right-handed hitter, Will, at 241 with three homers and 14 driven in. Field almost entirely in shadows now. The 2-1 pitch, well, that's just up and away, ball three, 3-1. In that article, Billy, who is about as positive a guy and a great judge of talent, and boy, you can just hear the positivity, even though it's a printed article, but you just hear the optimism. I love it. Pitch up and away, ball four, so Holland draws a leadoff walk. Ryan is the pitcher of record in this game with starter going two innings, but a leadoff walk, Will Holland. Holland is a good base runner. He's 10 out of 12. Here's Austin Martin, struck out his first time. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Really had a terrific game last night. Ironically committed an error in the last of the ninth that extended the game a bit. Pitch way up and in. Ball one from Ryan. A ball and no strikes. But he had a couple of runs, a couple of ribbies. Stole a base, his 34th of the year. Really gave you flashes of why he has been considered such a high prospect for the Jays and now for the Twins. Runner goes. Pitch is taken down and in. There'll be no throw. A stand-up stolen base. Pitch was down and in. Tyler had no chance whatsoever, so Will Holland really steals that off the pitcher, and the runner in scoring position represents the tying run. Will Howard's 11th steal in 13 attempts. Swing a shot back up the middle. Clean base hit. Going to hold the runner at third. That ball was really sharply hit. Goldberg got to it in a hurry, but a base hit. Austin Martin having a very good series here in the Permian Basin. First and third, nobody down. So Ryan in a jam. Makes his 12th appearance, his 10th as a starter. Excuse me, his third out of the bullpen, his third piggyback start. And the number is a little painful. He's 1-5 with a 7.30 ERA. And just nothing yet has translated to his capabilities. He is probably a step in terms of classification higher than he would have been with the Braves. Pitch swung on, lifted in the air, left field. This is deep. This is toward the left field bullpen. That's got a chance to do damage. He's going to rattle in the deep left field corner. Austin Martin runs like the wind. He will score easily. Two-run double opposite field off the bat of Edward Julian. Before we could introduce him, he doubles and drives home a pair into the left field corner. Julian continues his in just a tremendous season. Went after the first pitch, got one he liked, and that left field corner, unlike right field, that's a deep corner. And by the time Marty could get to it, Marty Bacchino, that ball was rattling in the corner where the bullpen fence meets the high outfield wall, and that's more than enough for two runs to score, especially when that second guy is Austin Martin. So it's quickly 2-1 Wichita. Cusick's pitch will find the inside corner to Jair Camargo, and it's 0-1. RBIs 66 and 67. So a couple of base hits, a walk that started the inning, and it is 2-1 Wichita. Julian running. Pitch is taken. Throw by Soderstrom. Going to be a little wide. Julian, did he come off the bag? He almost did. He stumbled. Little pop-up slide. Now, Bobby's going to argue this, and I don't blame him. Julian came off the bag. Boy, and Bobby is, boy, he's not happy at all. Boy, that looked as if Julian lost his balance. He kind of a pop-up slide. He stole the base cleanly, but looked like he might have come off the bag and was tagged. But runner at third, infield in, 1-1 pitch. Now back off Camargo's bat, 1-2. Junior Severino on deck. So it was in last night's game, it was a 5-run second inning that proved big for the wind surge. And they've got a couple here with a runner at third, nobody out, in the third inning. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-2. Last night, Wichita erasing a 1-0 deficit, took a 5-1 lead and held off a couple of Rock Counts charges, really three of them, but wind surge did not allow anything, didn't give up the lead anyway. Swinging a foul back, two balls and two strikes to count. Jair Camargo at 247. Right-handed hitting catcher is Jair, native of Columbia. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch by Cusick. Got him. Good off-speed pitch away. Boy, really had some drop on it. See what they say. 87 on the velocity. Wasn't as off-speed as it appeared from here. Certainly fooled Camargo, and it fooled me, but fooling me with a pitch has never been, since Little League, in fact, that has not been any kind of a challenge. So it's one man down, runner at third, infield in, and here is Junior Severino. Struck out looking his first time up, but he's been productive as four ribbies in the series. Swings and woo, sends one to the steps of his own dugout. Ball rattles around and then is nicely handled on a barehand catch. Didn't see a uniform number, but that was nicely handled on the carom. 0-1 to Severino. Cusick peers in, has the sign, right-hander with the delivery, and that sails way up high for a ball at 96. One ball, one strike. Severino, 293. The 1-1 by Cusick, well outside for a ball, 2-1. Junior playing in his 35th game with the wind surge, and again, 8 home runs, 25 driven in, 2 of the homers and 4 of the ribbies. Coming in the first two games of this series, he's at the plate with a runner at third. Cusick's pitch, down and in, ball 3. 3-1, that one around the shoe tops. Junior Severino, first name is like Junior, but it is spelled with a Y and pronounced that way. Switch hitter from the left side, very active hands as he waits and he fouls that one away. Well, he really waggles that bat as he sets up those Severino. 6-1, 190 out of that. And when you say baseball hotbed, it's a cliche, but oh, it's so true. Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Full count, runner at third, one man down. Pitch by Cusick, and that's nubbed toward third base. Brett Harris will charge. He'll make the play on the grass. Throws the first for the out. Now, this time the infield playing in pays a dividend. If he is playing back, Severino beats that out. Well, you roll the dice that way. We've seen a run last night scored by Wichita and a run in this game scored by the Rockhounds against the infield drawn in on plays that otherwise would have been made. But this one, because Brett was cheating in, makes the play fairly easily. Here is Alex Isola, takes a strike at the knees inside corner, and it's 0-1. Bounced out on a really nice play by Zach Geloff and an equally nice handle at first base by J.J. Schwarz in the second inning, did Alex. Runner at third, two down. Cusick's pitch right there, called strike. Slider in the outside edge. So the wind surge with two runs across, a runner at third and two men down. 0-2 to Isola. Right-handed hitter waits. Swings and a high fly ball right field. Looks to be handleable, and drifting back is Devin Foyle, and he's got it. Short of that bullpen fence that always makes you give pause, but the catch made, inning is over, so it is two runs on two base hits and a walk, no errors, and one man is left on base. Nice recovery, though, by Ryan Cusick. in this inning. We'll go to the bottom half of the third. Broadcast is brought your way by Village Car Wash, and our score to the bottom of the third inning, Wichita now leads 2-1.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
In our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia tonight, going to take you way, way, way back, but it's a cool story. With one of the most unusual twists, I guess, or one of the most unusual story elements I can recall, I'm going to take you to the Connecticut State League, where Meriden was hosting Hartford. And I know that gets your pulse rate racing right away, doesn't it? Here's Michael Goldberg. And a first pitch swing and a miss as Daniel Gossett gets ahead of the top of the order here. Michael Goldberg, Zach Geloff, and Kyle McCann, 1-2-3 in the order. One pitch by Gossett, that's bounced foul, wide at third base, 0-2. Wichita has a pretty sizable bullpen in terms of available arms, but Daniel Gossett is a guy that probably doesn't have much in terms of a pitch limit, as a lot of the younger pitchers do. He's been around a bit. The 0-2 bounces up there. 1-2. His no-hitter against Tulsa was a 9-inning no-hitter. One batter reached on an error, and Goss walked 3, but he struck out 10. In a 3-0 complete game, shutout, and no-hitter. Pitch swung on, hit in the air to left, with plenty of room for Prado. No sun to deal with this time, and Anthony will make the catch with ease, so a fly ball to left field. Michael Goldberg retired. Here's Zach Geloff. He doubled and scored in the bottom half of the first inning.
Second baseman, Zach Geloff.
Zach at 277, a tale of two seasons here in his first full season as a pro. And he has really impressed in so many ways. Pitched down and away for a ball, 1-0. Again, it's from our department of redundancy department, but Zach in the first half before the injury, sitting 315. The swing and a miss comes up empty, a ball and a strike. Gossett with another good off-speed pitch. He's hitting just 240 in the second half, but he's been really productive. Here's a swing and a foul straight back. It's 1-2. Fell up with 35 runs batted in the second half compared to 26 in the first. Now, again, he was out beginning on May 24th, so his first half was certainly curtailed. Here's the 1-2. Drops to the dirt. Count 2-2. And again, mentioning that article on The Athletic, the terrific website, which covers all sports and with some really just tremendous writers, but A's really, really like what they see with this young man, Zach Geloff. This one bounces up there again. Goss has thrown a couple of those. That one almost skipped over the screen and into the stands. So the count, 3-2. 3-2 to Zach. Doubled and scored his first time up. That gives him a nice little 6-game hit streak. Nice round number. He's 8-20. That's a .400 average. Busted out of a little bit of a slump. Everybody goes through him. It's how you get out of him, isn't it? 3-2 pitch. Called third strike. Boy, Geloff thought he had a walk, and instead he is out on strikes. 4 strikeouts for Daniel Gossett. 2 down in the inning. Here's Kyle McCann. Single his first time up.
Designated hitter, Kyle McCann.
Well, this offseason, when I looked at baseball statistics, I'm one of the beliefs batting average is still really significant. Pitch down low for a ball. but it's interesting when you compare it to production. So look at some stats and read the thoughts of folks far brighter than I. 1-0 pitch, and that'll drop down low for ball. It's two balls, no strikes. And Kyle with a .234 average on the season. By the way, interesting, both home and road coming into this game, hitting precisely .234. And he has been really productive, swinging a high foul ball away. The count is two balls and one strike. Leads the team now with 62 runs driven in. 24 ribbies at home, 38 on the road for the left-handed hitter. The 2-1 pitch to Kyle. Swings and misses. Count goes 2-2. Strikeout number is high. He's at 142. About 35% of his plate appearances ending in strikeouts. There's a bouncer. He'll tap her toward first base, and that should be, yep, that's going to be room service for Isola. Makes the play with his foot on the bag. Inning is over. So for the second straight inning, and again, Daniel Gosch had given up a little bit in the first inning, but remember, this guy's thrown a no-hitter on the season, and he really flat knows how to pitch. And boy, at this level, he is obviously capable of really dominating. He has now retired the last seven batters he has faced. Game summary coming up. Village Car Wash score 2-3. Wichita 2, Rockhounds 1.
My first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Wind surge continue to melt as they set in Fletch. Great movie about a million years ago. The wind surge may not own the Rockhounds, but they have a lease with an option to buy. It is 2-1. Two runs on two hits for the wind surge. One run, three hits for the Rockhounds. As we go to the fourth inning, two-run double. Edward Julien with his 66th and 67th RBIs. Kyle McCann, an RBI single for the Rockhounds. 2-1 the score as Anthony Prado leads it off. Swings to the first pitch from Ryan Cusick and fouls it back 0-1. It'll be Prado, then Deshaun Kersey, and Kyle Schmidt here in the fourth inning. 2-1 wind surge off speed pitch. Foul back. Count goes 0-2. Again, the pennant race, there is one, but not by much. Amarillo's actually snuck past the Hounds into second place by a half game. They lead San Antonio early, 2-0 in the Alamo City, swinging the foul back 0-2. San Antonio has really fallen on hard times. They are at the bottom of the South Division in the second half and really struggling, and they are, of course, a playoff team. They will play, it appears, the Frisco Rough Riders. Pitch just down and away, 1-2. Those who are paying attention barked at that a little bit. That was a very close pitch. San Antonio 29-37 in the second half. And Amarillo leads them now 2-0. They're in the bottom of the third at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio, I should say. Swinging the foul back, 1-2. There is no mistaking Nelson Wolf Stadium for Hodgetown in a number of ways. And Frisco, I thought they trailed. Frisco just scored 5 runs in the second inning, so that's going to take care of it, I would think. Swinging a foul straight back. I mean, you look at numbers here the last week or so, and for the Rockhounds, there was a ball game in Corpus Christi, and the Hounds had such great success, and did. They finished 18-6 against the Hooks. But the second game of that second doubleheader, I think, maybe was the one that really is going to cost the Hounds. Fly ball right field, and that's going to find its way onto the berm. And he got about seven kids and one very happy one with a souvenir. Prado has fouled off four two-strike pitches. The Hounds had won the first of two doubleheaders against the Hooks. They won a pair of one-run games in the Wednesday doubleheader. In the doubleheader 1 week ago tonight, Corpus won a dramatic opening victory in game one, 3-2, as I recall. 1-2 pitch, and that ball hard hit, base hit in the left center field. Really good at bat by Prado. Boy, he got down 0-2, ran it to 1-2, fouled off 4 two-strike pitches, and delivers a single in the left center field. That is a quality AB, one on and nobody down for Deshaun Kersey Jr., struck out looking his first time. In the nightcap of that doubleheader, the Rockhounds led 9-3. Corpus got a run in the sixth, made it 9-4. Swinging a ball on a line drive, glove by Geloff! Perfectly timed leap. Takes a base hit away from Kersey on a line drive to second base. Boy, that's probably just this side of a big-time web jam, but that is a really nice play by Zach Geloff. Line drive off the bat of Kersey, handled by Zach on the liner. One man down for Kyle Schmidt. Corpus, and it's painful to think about, but scored six times in the last of the seventh. A walk-off three-run home run by Brian Abreu, winning it. Off-speed pitch swung on and missed by Schmidt, and it's 0-1. Kyle flew out to center field his first time up. And really, that 10-9 loss, the way in which it happened, and also because Frisco had lost, and the Hounds had a chance to get within a game, within one game. Swinging a foul back, and it's 0-2. But instead, they remained two games back, and boy, that's just one of those. And you see it, of course, you play a long season, you're going to have games like that, but that was a pop in the chops at a really critical moment, I thought, in the pennant race. Runner goes on the 0-2 pitch, hard hit ball at third, and that is snared by Brett Harris. Throw to first for the out. What a pick by Brett at third. One hop laser, and it kicked up just a little bit. Made the catch right about shoulder high on one hop, throws Schmidt out. That was an 0-2 pitch, and boy, Kyle hit it sharply. And a really good play by Harris. Two men down, advancing to second is Prado, who is running on the pitch. Runner in scoring position, and Will Howard the batter. Howard walked, stole a base, and scored in the third. 2-1 Wichita. Delivery down and away for a ball, 1-0. There are just times, and of course, if you actually, you're watching it, and you and I, day in, day out, you watch this second half unfold, and well, I just thought from a just a pop in the schnoz standpoint, that 10-9 loss, that six-run bottom of the seventh inning by Corpus Christi, ending in a walk-off home run. That, I thought, was really maybe the one that you kind of circle when you go back and say, I mean, where did the Hounds maybe lose touch a little bit with Frisco? Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that ball is hit high in the air to center field, but Goldberg has plenty of room, drifts into right center, and he's got it for the out. So a leadoff base hit goes by the boards, and largely thanks to a terrific pick by Brett Harris at third base. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man is left on base. I'm going to take you to Meriden, Connecticut, which, by the way, is a beautiful town. I actually looked it up, but they were playing baseball there about 1.5 million years ago, and they had a very unusual scenario involving a baseball. Middle of the fourth inning here, baseball game. Village Car Wash score, Wichita 2, Rockhounds 1.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboys packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wichita 2, Rockhounds 1, with the bottom half of the fourth inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark in West Texas. Evening now settling in. Ballpark completely in shadows, has been for a few moments, and not much breeze at all, just a little bit. Unfurls the flags rather gently. Just as I say that, of course, the wind picks up a little bit, but boy, by West Texas standards, it has been really gentle in this homestand and in the last one, if I recall. Oops, we have a little leftover something in the on-deck area for the wind surge. That'll be taken care of. And now J.J. Schwarz will stand in. Middle third of the Hounds' order, Schwarz, Soderstrom, and Davidson. Daniel Gossett's first pitch, backup delivery, fouled straight back. J.J., a strikeout victim his first time. Hilliard IT Solutions and the Connecticut State League way back. They'll give you at least two examples of how baseball was different then. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Good slider count. It was actually pretty off speed, too. 0-2 had really good lateral movement on that pitch, and J.J. swinging through it. Struck out on three pitches his first time. Daniel Gossett's 0-2. Drops down and in. One ball, two strikes. It was Meriden hosting Hartford, and Meriden was leading the game, trying to close it out in the top of the ninth inning against visiting Hartford. But they didn't really close it out. They won by forfeit. Here's a swing and a miss. And boy, J.J. up and down twice on strikes. That's unusual. Five strikeouts for Daniel Gossett. Tyler Soderstrom, the batter, that is a single. His first time up. Single to right field under the glove of first baseman Alex Isola. Now, the game was forfeited on this date in 1884. Good breaking pitch. Snaps over the heart of the plate, called strike. And remember, the Rockhounds have three hits in this game, but they came in the first inning. Gossett has retired eight in a row since. 0-1 pitch, drops to the dirt, 1-1. Hartford refused to keep on playing because of an issue. They needed a new baseball, they deemed, and Hartford wouldn't accept it. Here's the 1-1 pitch. We're going to foul away. One of the many reasons baseball is different, and I chuckle at this story. Now, there's a foul ball. That's out of play. Ball is gone, right? In the old days, they basically played with the same ball the entire game. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch. And out on strikes is Tyler. Now, Daniel Gossett, and again, nine-inning no-hitter to his credit among his 13 appearances prior to this evening for Wichita. And he can flat get it done at this level. Really struggled with St. Paul, the AAA stop on the Twins organizational ladder. That was a cool addition when things got restructured last year. St. Paul goes from independent to AAA. Bouncing ball foul off the bat of Logan Davidson, 0-1. Logan flew out to deep center his first time, actually left center. That was the ball that was hit in the air. Anthony Prado, the left fielder, was looking right into the sun, never saw it, never moved. Will Holland went a long way into left center and tracked it down. And that came with 2-1 and 2 out, so Holland, with his alert play, saved two runs. 0-1 to Logan. Gossett with a stretch-end pitch. Sales went up and away for a ball and a strike. Well, they needed a new ball in this game between Meriden and Hartford those years ago. And I think things aren't different. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Should be 1-2. One ball, two strikes is the count. Scoreboard one pitch behind. One ball, two strikes. The baseball did not come from a box sealed by the league secretary. It's the only way they knew it was an official Connecticut League ball. Imagine if every to open every baseball they now throw out this age. Backdoor pitch, and he got him off speed. Daniel Gossett strikes out the side, and again, Rockhounds got to him a little bit early with a run on three hits in the first, and since then, that is 10 in a row retired, and Daniel Gossett has now struck out 7 batters in this ball game. So we play 4. Give you the choices as to what was wrong with the old ball in that game in the Connecticut League those years ago. Coming up after 4, Village Car Wash score, the Wind Surge on top, 2-1.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Top of the 5th, top of the order for the Wichita Wind Surge. Austin Martin will lead it off. 1-2 with a single and a run scored. Edward Julian, who has a 2-run double. It's offensively the difference in this game. We'll bat 2nd, and Jair Camargo up 3rd here. Top of the order in the top of the 5th inning, 2-1 Wichita. Martin, right-handed hitter, struck out his first time. Single and scored his 2nd, takes down low for a ball. Talking about a Connecticut State League game on this date way, way, way back in 1884. Meriden defeats Hartford 5-3, but do it by forfeit. Line drive out of play toward the grass berm. Ah, nice souvenir. 1-1. Again, Hartford refused to accept a new baseball because it didn't come from a box sealed by the league secretary. Times were a little different then. 1-1 pitch. Sails up high. So, Hartford forfeited. So, why did they need a new ball? They needed a new ball, and Hartford didn't like the one they were going to go to, so they forfeited the game in the 9th inning. Why do they need the new ball? I'll give you 3 choices. Here's the 2-1. Out there, outside corner. Austin Martin has had 2 really tough strikes called. He turns and asks you about that when they ask for timeout. Austin, I don't blame you looking back on that one. Again, he's had a couple of the called third strike in the back of the first, and the called strike 2 here. Just got there. Just nipped that outside corner. Here's the 2-2 from Cusick. Little check swing, didn't mean to, and a foul ball, 2-2. Okay, what was wrong with the baseball in the Connecticut State League these years ago? The first one was hit into a marsh behind home plate. Option B, the cover came off the ball. Or C, the ball was no longer a sphere. 2-2, fouled back, still a 2-2 count. The goofy thing is that one of those is actually true. So, was the ball hit into a marsh behind home plate? Did the cover come off the ball? Or was the ball just no longer a sphere? Hartford didn't care. They didn't want the new one. 2-2, pitch, and he got him. Swing and a miss. And, my friends, that is a 99-mile-an-hour fastball away. Ryan Cusick's numbers, again, have not been what he would want, what the A's would want, what anybody who follows the organization would want. But, boy, I mean, the talent is so clear. Has electric stuff. 99-mile-an-hour fastball right there. Here's Edward Julian. Walked. He has stolen 2 bases in this game. Takes down low for a ball. 1-0. 2-run double. So a walk, a 2-bagger, 2 ribbies, 2 steals. And that's in 2 trips to the plate. Other than that, he's not doing anything. 1 ball, no strikes. Left-handed hitter. Takes down and in for a ball, 2-0. Walk was his 97th. Baseball America, interesting things to say about Edward. He has among the keenest eyes in all of minor league baseball. Takes a strike here. It's 2-1. That was not a great hitter's pitch. 2-1 to count. And so, to me, a little surprising, he has 122 strikeouts on the season. He has some power. Hit a good run producer. 2-1 pitch. Over the inside edge. Good breaking pitch. 2-2. Leads the team with 67 runs driven in. Stirs that bat over the left shoulder a little bit. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Cusick pitch. And he got him. Swinging strike 3. So back-to-back whiffs for Ryan Cusick. 7 strikeouts for the team, 3 of them for Ryan Cusick, 2 back-to-back here in the third. Well, I love this. This is actually my favorite part, I think, of this whole Connecticut State League story and how crazy, crazy different it was. I do love the part about the baseball to be accepted had to come from a sealed box. Pitch is up and away, ball 1 to Camargo, who has struck out twice in this game. He has struggled in this series. Can you imagine if every box or every baseball had to come from a box sealed by the league secretary now? Games would take about 8 hours, 29 minutes. Pitch is up high for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes, maybe more. Go through so many of them, but in this day, they needed a new baseball. Why? Did it go into a marsh? Did the cover come off, or was it no longer a sphere? 2 balls, no strikes, pitched by Cusick. Down and away, ball 3. Well, the ball, I'm guessing it was still a sphere, although, you know, they played full games sometimes with one baseball, and I imagine that thing got knocked around pretty good, but it was still a sphere. 3 balls, no strikes, pitched away by Cusick, way outside for a ball, so Camargo, who has had no fun at the plate during this series, draws a walk here with 2 men down. 1 on, 2 out for Junior Severino. He has struck out and bounced to third. The cover stayed on, unlike the movie The Natural, where Roy Hobbs knocks the cover off the ball at the behest of Pop Fisher.
All right, Hobbs, knock the cover off the ball.
Yeah, and he did. No, this is my favorite part of the whole thing, and it's almost subtle. From nationalpastime.com, they needed a new baseball after the first ball they were using was hit into a marsh behind home plate. There was a marsh behind home plate. That's my favorite part of the whole story. Did they think about eradicating that? It was a check swing foul ball. Did not mean to. 0-1 to Severino. I mean, my goodness. There's a pop-up behind home plate. Stanley after it. Uh-oh. He's in the marsh. There's a marsh behind home plate. That was in Meriden, Connecticut. So they needed a new ball. And Hartford wouldn't allow it. Swinging a pop foul out of play, and it's 0-2. So baseballs in the Connecticut State League came, new baseballs had to come from a box sealed by the league secretary. And there was a marsh behind home plate at the ballpark in Meriden, Connecticut, the Meriden ballpark. By the way, that game had 1 home run, and it was hit by the Meriden team captain, Connie Mack. Now, I went on to manager of the A's for 50 years. One of the great characters in baseball history. Hit a swing and a miss. And after a 4-pitch walk, a 3-pitch whip, strikes out the side, does Ryan Cusick, and gives up a 4-pitch walk along the way. So no runs or hits, no errors, and a man is left on base. And we are midway through this ball game. Friday Night Baseball from Momentum Bank Ballpark. And our Village Car Wash score, the Wind Surge 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, but not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
It's time to amp up the fun now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Just last half of the fifth inning. Rockhounds got to Daniel Dossett for a run on three base hits in the first inning. And the biggest play of this game may look almost invisible in the box score, but Will Holland, on that really good catch in deep left center field on a ball that was lost in the sun, understandably so, by the way, by Anthony Prado, but Will Holland went a long way to make the catch, and it's a big play because there were two on and two out at the time, so both runners would have scored with ease. Instead, it was an out, and Hounds got one run. The Surge got two in the third, and they lead it 2-1 as Brett Harris will stand in. Daniel Gossett has been untouchable since. Delivery down and away for a ball for the former Rockhound. Brett Harris, Devin Poyle, and Marty Bikina, bottom third of the order here in the bottom half of the fifth. 2-1, Wichita with the lead. Frisco leading big in Northwest Arkansas, so everything going to become academic when within ground ball left side. Base hit for Brett Harris. Well, this guy is not perhaps as high a profile prospect as some of the guys on this team. Tyler Soderstrom, of course, Zach Geloff, one of the guys on the pitching staff. But Brett Harris is just having a tremendous year. Went into a little bit of a slump for a while in the second half. His average was down in the low 270s, but he's back up to 284, and he has really been swinging the bat well. Pitch just dropping down low to Devin Poyle for a ball. Brett is 1-for-2 now in this game, so he's 9 for his last 20. That's cool, 450, but more importantly, in his last 30 games, hitting right about 330. A bunt attempt, and coming up empty is Devin Poyle. It's 0-2 now to the left-handed hitting right fielder. Brett Harris opened the year with Lansing in the Midwest League, was among the top hitters in that league, and he's a top 20 prospect, and just a really good ball player. Pitch called strike on the inside corner, so it's 1-2. I'll correct myself. He did not offer at the first pitch, so 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Devin, left-handed hitter at 238. Bounced to second, his first time up. They shade him up the middle with Austin Martin, the shortstop, and a throw goes over to first base. Brett Harris getting back in. Brett will run from time to time, has 11 stolen bases. So the tying run on, nobody down, bottom of the fifth, 2-1 Wichita. That was 10 in a row retired by Daniel Gossett before the base hit by Harris. Poyle takes just high, and the count goes 2-2. Devin, left-handed hitter. Rockhounds wearing Tall City uniforms. Tall City, the nickname of the city of Midland. A line drive, and that'll be handled at shortstop by Martin. Top spin line drive, but not enough to get into center field. Handled by Martin. And part of why that play was an easy play was he was shading up the middle. Can't shift, of course, and my goodness, not going to be able to shift in Major League Baseball next year. I find that stunning. I know the commissioner wants it, but same commissioner who called the World Series trophy a piece of metal. Okay. But, yeah, no shifting next year, and feet on the dirt. That's fascinating. In the big leagues, pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. And bless their hearts, the pitch clock. That will be fascinating, just that element of next year in the major leagues, if that is indeed going to be put into motion. Pitch clock has been such a remarkable, really a revolution in minor league baseball. It's been here, two, three, 4 years, but enforced this year, and it's been night and day. 1-0 pitch. Bouncing ball toward third. That's a Oh, God, that's going to be a fair ball. Throw to first base, nowhere near in time. Really good play by Severino to knock that down. That ball just fair. Over the bag at third. Base hit for Marty Bikina. Down to second goes Brett Harris. Severino saved extra bases. Made a really good play. Was kind of watching Junior making the play, also looking for the call from our third base umpire, who is Alex Nash. And that ball was fair. Severino got to it in foul ground and saved extra bases. Tried to make the throw to first base. Didn't have a chance to get Bikina, but made a really good play. So it's first and second. One man down, top of the order, Michael Goldberg. Michael has flown to right field and to a fairly deep left. 0-2, top of the order. takes strike on the outside half, 0-1. So a leadoff single, Brett Harris, a one-out single, Marty Bettina. First and second. One man down, 0-1 count to Michael Goldberg. Right-handed hitter waits, takes down low for a ball. Camargo with a good block. One ball and one strike. If I mentioned Medina, Connecticut, and just that goofy bit of trivia, the Connecticut State thing, I got really curious. I was just wondering how to pronounce the name of the town. Meriden, rather, not Medina, excuse me, Meriden, Connecticut. So I did a little YouTubing. That is a beautiful town in Connecticut. A swing and a miss, 1-2 now to Michael Goldberg. Couldn't find a photo of the marsh behind home plate in their ballpark, but Meriden, Connecticut. And they've got a restaurant there that has this. I actually ended up watching. It's like a four-minute video. It's ridiculous. Taking time to do it about a cheeseburger at this restaurant they have. Ground ball to shortstop. Handled by Martin. Quick release. Got him. What's a good play. Goldberg runs really well. That ball looks like it jammed him. It was a roller not overly sharply hit. Martin had only one play, but he made the play nicely. Goldberg retired 6-3. Advancing to third is Harris. To second is Bettina. So tying and go-ahead runs in scoring position. And here is Zach Geloff. He has doubled, scored, and struck out in two trips. And there's this little, just a family restaurant in Meriden, California. And they make this cheeseburger. They steam it. And then they have this basically patented way of putting melted cheese on the thing. It's fascinating. Pitch down the middle, called strike to Zach Geloff. However, having spent 4 minutes or so watching the video, it's probably more than that, watching the video about the restaurant and the cheeseburger that they make in Meriden, Connecticut, it occurred to me that I should probably go ahead and get back to preparing for the ball game. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Drops down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. But if you were a connoisseur of cheeseburgers, it's pretty cool 4.5 minutes or so. Meriden, Connecticut. I guess you probably Google Meriden, Connecticut and cheeseburger and it'll get you there. I don't know if it's worth a plane ticket, but pretty tempting burger. One ball, one strike, and time now is called. Zach Geloff at the plate, .277 the batting average. Zach, right-handed hitter with runners at second and third. Wichita leading 2-1, bottom of the fifth inning. Stretched by Daniel Gossett. Pitch swung on and popped in the air. Is it playable? First base side, just going to sneak right onto the screen above the Rockhounds dugout. So one ball, two strikes. Hounds have 5 base hits against Daniel, against the former Rockhound. Got 3 in the first inning, including the RBI single by Kyle McCann. Kyle waiting on deck. Couple of base hits here in the inning. Sharp single by Brett Harris and the would-be double, limiting to a single. And a good play by Severino. 1-2 pitch by Gossett. Punched foul, straight back, still 1-2. It's a good matchup. Zach Geloff is a very good and as a professional, very young hitter, his first full season. Daniel Gossett, Clemson University product, facing the former University of Virginia star. And Daniel has been around a while, including 23 in the show. Here's the 1-2 pitch, bounced foul wide at third base. So for Zach Geloff, as he advances up the organizational ladder, and one of the big challenges of taking that next step to AAA is exactly what you're facing here as a guy with experience at that level and beyond, as so many of the guys at AAA have. Gossett comes set, second and third, 1-2 again. Geloff waits, 1-2 pitch, fouled away again. So 3-2 strike foul balls, Geloff battling. Mention the specialty jerseys. They are white jerseys with the skyline of Midland is the pattern in blue, and then bright kind of yellowish gold numerals. Really cool. Those specialty uniforms tonight. Tall City. I'm liking it. 1-2 pitch. That ball hit in the air. Right center field. And going back and over the shoulder, Holland hauls it in again. Austin Martin, the shortstop, standing and applauding that catch. Will Holland has been huge in this game. That was a really good at-bat against a veteran pitcher by Zach Geloff, and Holland tracked that down over the shoulder, and that ball was really hard hit. That was heading toward the 394 marker, and Holland will haul it down. No runs, two hits, no errors, two men left, both in scoring position. Will Holland, outstanding defensive work. We play five. Village Car Wash score remains. Windsurge 2, Rockhounds 1.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
Got a good one going here tonight at Momentum Bank Ballpark as we settle into nighttime now in West Texas. Sky darkening almost into full night mode here. Wichita 2, Rockhounds 1. Top of the sixth inning, Ryan Cusick will face Alex Isola to lead it off, right-handed hitter. He's bounced to second on a good play by Zach Geloff and by first baseman J.J. Schwarz. Takes a called strike 0-1. Anthony Prado and Deshaun Kersey Jr. will follow. Hounds got to former Rockhound Daniel Gossett for a run in the first. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch down and away. Zach Geloff a double. Kyle McCann an RBI single. 0-2 count, Cusick from the stretch. Big right-hander delivers that ball hit in the air to right field. Well struck, but Foyle will track it down. Line drive to right on an 0-2 pitch. One man down. Windsurge got two in the third inning. A leadoff walk to Will Holland. A single by Austin Martin. And a two-run double by Edward Julian, his 66th and 67th RBIs. Kyle McCann's RBI single, his 62nd. Gives him the team lead, but that's been it. 2-1 Wichita. Rockhounds threatened in the fifth inning. Will Holland making two important catches in this game. Keep Wichita on top. Anthony Prado takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Prado a walk and a single. He's 1-for-1. Right-handed hitter facing the big right-hander, Ryan Cusick. Ryan delivers, swing and a miss. Pitch ran down and away, one ball and one strike. Ryan is a big right-hander, 6'6", 235. Out of Sudbury, Massachusetts, here's the 1-1 pitch, and that ball chopped toward third, two hops, and that is a foul ball. Brett Harris making the play anyway, but that's a foul ball. Made the play, crowd applauded, but nothing but a strike. It's a ball and two strikes. So, interesting line score in this game. Wichita, two runs on three base hits. Two of them, though, back-to-back to produce the runs following a leadoff walk in that third inning. Two runs, three hits for the Windsurge. One run, five hits for the Rockhounds. The game has been errorless and well played. Prado waits, swings and misses. Got him off speed away with a strikeout for Ryan. That's his fifth, nine overall. Trey Schupak started this game. And pitched very well in two innings. Gave up no runs, no hits, two walks and four strikeouts. That will be Deshaun Kersey Jr. He is 0-for-2, struck out looking in the second, and boy, he ripped the ball, only to see it caught on a good play by Zach Geloff at second base his last time up. Swings and fouls this one back. And the count is 0-1 to the left-handed hitting right fielder. He of the terrific wheels, 41 stolen bases on the year for Deshaun. Nobody on and two men down. Top of the sixth, the 2-1 Wichita lead. Pitch by Cusick, and that's a little squibber to third base. Brett Harris there. Throw is in time, and the inning will come to an end. So 1-2-3 for Ryan Cusick and the Rockhounds. We go to the bottom half of the sixth. Village Car Wash score. Wind Surge 2, Rockhounds 1.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years. And burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Left-hander Denny Bentley will come on to pitch as we go to the sixth inning of play. So Daniel Gossett, former Rockhound, pitched really well here in his former stomping grounds. Daniel, five innings, five base hits, got into a jam in the first and a jam in the fifth, and in between he gave up nothing. So five base hits, one run it was earned. He did not walk a batter. He strikes out seven through one wild pitch. Kyle McCann will lead it off against Bentley, the left-hander. The lefty-lefty matchup start the bottom of the sixth. It's 2-1 with Wichita in the lead. Bentley delivers down and away for a ball. McCann, Schwarz, and Soderstrom here in the Rockhounds sixth inning. Frisco still leading Northwest Arkansas 6-1. A five-run second inning broke a tie. So Frisco trying to just get it done themselves. Pitch up and in for a ball, 2-0. Hounds are a half game behind Amarillo. Amarillo is playing well, and boy, they're at San Antonio where the Missions are really struggling. And Sockpoodle snuck past the Hounds by a half game, swinging a foul out of play, 2-1. Half game will go away tomorrow when the Hounds and Wind Surge play a double dip. Meant to mention that in our game summary. Teams play tomorrow at 5 o'clock, 2 7-inning games with fireworks following the nightcap. 2-1 pitch. Bounced foul right at the plate, 2-2. Kyle 1-for-2 with an RBI single, his 62nd ribby of the season, leads the team. And Wind Surge fans watching on MILB TV, you've got more baseball at Riverfront Stadium. Be on Tuesday night hosting Tulsa in the playoffs. Swinging a fly ball, center field, Holland. Boy, he misjudged it, now makes up the ground and over the shoulder. Will came in and boy, all of a sudden, they had kind of put on the brakes and moved back a little bit, but he makes the play. Again, he's had two very, very big catches, rather, in this game. One down for J.J. He's 0-for-2, both on strikeouts. Again, Wichita hosting Tulsa. That will be game one of the best-of-three North Division playoffs. Games two and three, as needed, will be Thursday and Friday at Tulsa. A swing and a miss, and J.J. comes up empty 0-1. Playoffs are two rounds this year. They are very short, just best of three. Wichita, of course, punching that ticket officially on Tuesday. 0-1 pitch. Drops down and in, 1-1. The two first-half champions have struggled a bit in the second half. San Antonio, 29-37. And Tulsa's 28-38. But, of course, a best of three. And, boy, anything can go on there. Swing and a miss on a pitch maybe up in the zone a little bit from the left-hander Bentley. Count one and two to J.J. Denny Bentley has been a tremendous piece of that bullpen for the Wind Surge, a 3.75 ERA in 31 appearances, and a swing and a miss, and J.J. Schwarz has a hat trick. Boy, that is really unusual. J.J. out for the third time in this game on strikes. Bentley, 6-3, Denny in 31 appearances, all out of the pen. The only thing that has kind of escaped him is the ability to close. He has five save opportunities. He's only one for five, but overall out of the pen, really good. Well under a hit per inning. Delivers down the middle, called strike at the knees to Tyler Soderstrom. Tyler, one for two, single and a whiff against Daniel Gossett. Bentley, 24 walks, 45 strikeouts. Walk total a little high. Pitch, called strike, quickly 0-2. So Bentley coming out of the bullpen, and he has basically thrown nothing but strikes in relief of Daniel Gossett. 0-2 pitch. Drops to the dirt. One ball, two strikes to count. Well, Northwest Arkansas rallied back a little. Bottom of the fifth, it's now 6-3 with Frisco leading. Frisco's magic number is one. Here's a swing and a miss. Boy, Tyler chased one. So Bentley comes in and gets a 1-2-3 inning, two of those by strikes. And we have played six. Boy, Wichita continues to absolutely dominate the Rockhounds last season and this. And it looks like the Hounds will go to the bullpen as well here. So we'll go to the top half of the seventh inning of play. And after six complete, Village Car Wash score will remain the Wichita Wind Surge 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy full bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Right-hander Chester Pimentel will come on to pitch. We go to the top half of the seventh inning. 8-9-1 in the order as Kyle Schmidt steps in, takes down and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Ryan Cusick gave up two runs in the third, came back with three scoreless innings from that point. Solid outing. Pitch inside for a ball, 2-0 from Chester, big right-hander. Ryan Cusick, four innings, three hits, two runs both earned, two walks, five strikeouts. Won't get you to Cooperstown, but it sounds pretty good overall. Pitcher called strike, a high-edge strike at 92 from the Hounds right-hander. Kyle Schmidt is 0 for 2 thanks to a terrific play by Brett Harris at third base. The 2-1 pitch, and that sliced foul, 2-2. He now faces Chester Pimentel. Chester 2-0, a 5 ERA right on the nose, 22 appearances. And base on balls, that's been the big issue. 27 innings, 28 base hits, but 27 walks. So that bumps that whip just over 2, and that's a high number. Here's the 2-2 set. Chester Calder, we have an opening and a pitch clock violation. So it is a 3-2 count. So a walk on a pitch clock violation a couple of nights ago. Full count, 3-2 to Schmidt. Leads it off in the seventh. Ground ball left side. Harris dives, can't get there. Knocked down by Logan, but no play. Base hit. So one man on with nobody down. Harris made the diving effort. Logan got there, but again, just no chance to make that play. I just Tim Grubbs is the outstanding radio voice of the Windsurge. Just looked at me and asked me if that was a base hit, giving me thumbs up or thumbs down. I indicated base hit, and I trust that's the case. I didn't see any difference, so I can't imagine that's anything but a base hit. Toss over to first by Pimentel. Schmidt getting back. Batter is Will Holland. He is kind of quietly, I guess you'd say, has been really instrumental in this game. He walked and stole a base leading off the two-run third. Checks his swing, takes a strike here. It's 0-1. So he's 0-for-1 at the plate, but a walk, a steal, and a run. And two run-saving catches in this game. And each saved two runs in a 2-1 game, swinging a foul straight back. 0-2. And again, the first of the catches was, when you call it a, not necessarily a web jam, except it was just great awareness. When the sun became such a factor early on, Anthony Prado lost a ball in the sun. He just never moved on the fly ball. And again, that's not a knock on Anthony. Believe that. That left field can be really tough. Pitch outside, corner call, third strike, and Holland will walk away. Pimentel with a base, with a strikeout, rather. One on, one out. But Holland saw the ball, and it came with two on and two out. And that was at the first inning. The Rockhounds had scored a run, had two on with two away, and Holland tracked down a fly ball off the bat of Logan Davidson on the track in deep left center. He had a long way to go to get there. Pitch is up and in, and Austin Martin fouls it away. Kind of turned into it. Austin, two strikeouts, but sandwiched around a single and a run scored in that two-run third in which Wichita gained the lead that it still holds. 2-1, top of the seventh inning. One on and one out. Pimentel's pitch bends down and away for a ball. It's a ball and a strike. And Holland, in tracking that ball down because there were two men out, both runners easily would have scored. Same thing in the fifth inning off the bat of Zach Geloff, but that was an over-the-shoulder, on-the-move catch, and that was in deep right center field. Pitch down low, two balls and a strike. So the first one, just really good awareness and a lot of hustle, covered a lot of ground. The second one, just a really nice open field catch, if you will, in deep right center. Here's the 2-1 from Pimentel, down and away, ball three. Chester opening the year at AAA. Been with the Rockhounds a while, a little bit of time on the IL, 23rd appearance. Austin Martin is the batter. One on and one man down, 2-1 Wichita pitch. Got there, called strike, full count, 3-2. Base runner is Kyle Schmidt. Kyle, in 24 games, does not have a stolen base attempt. That does not mean he won't be running here. Count is full, one man down. Runner not going. Pitch to Martin. Ground ball out toward third base. And Harris can't get there. Ball got just between Brett and Logan, the third baseman and shortstop, respectively. Man, that ball off the bat of the former Vanderbilt Commodore got through on the left side, and it just escaped both gloves. Base hit for Martin. He's 2-for-4 in this one. He's having a good series. Stopping at second is Schmidt. So it's 2-on-1 out, and here is Edward Julian, and he is 1-for-2 with a walk, a steal, a two-run double and a steal, and a strikeout. With Julian, without question, an all-star, I would think, when all is said and done here in 2022. The Texas League takes a strike on the outside edge, 0-1. And that strikeout number is high. He's up to 123. But he also has 97 walks. And he is a 3-0-1 hitter, so he's still getting it done. Takes a strike down the middle of the knees, 0-2 from Pimentel. And Julian leading the league with a .442 on-base percentage. He has the 17 homers, a couple of ribbies in this game, give him 67 for the year. Stirs that bat a little over the left shoulder. Blue batting gloves on, swing and loops one foul. Pitch got up and in on him a little bit. From a fashion standpoint, I don't know about the kind of light royal blue batting gloves with the red and gray uniforms, but hey, you hit 300, you can wear whatever color batting gloves you want, whether they match the rest of your outfit or not. 0-2 count. Fouled that one away. 2-1, one out, 2-1 Wichita, and now, boy, another pitch clock violation, or do they have a balk? Nope, a balk is called. So the runners to second and third, boy, that is costly. No argument, though, from the Rockhounds dugout, so that'll tell you that was the correct call. Of course, as the great Ron Luciano would have said, we don't understand the balk rule anyway. So it's second and third. That's a paraphrase. 0-2 pitch way up high. One ball, two strikes. So Chester in a jam. Infield single Kyle Schmidt. Will Holland a strikeout. Austin Martin got one sharply and snuck it between third and short for a base hit, and a balk moving the runners to second and third. 1-2 count. Julianne waits. Dangerous hitter. Takes down to the dirt. Good sliding blocked by Tyler Soderstrom. Two balls, two strikes. So top of the seventh, and Wichita with a chance here to extend a 2-1 lead. They are in great position to do so with second and third, just one man down. Well, Frisco now has scored a couple more. They lead 8-3 over Northwest Arkansas, and still at the plate in the sixth, and that would make everything else absolutely superfluous. A swing and a miss, and Julian out on strikes. So Pimentel, two singles, two strikeouts, a balk in the mix. That'll bring up Jair Camargo. Jair is 0-2, and he has also walked in this game. And a visit to the mound now from pitching coach Chris Smith of the Rockhounds. In the top half of the seventh inning. Mounds in the wind surge tomorrow at 5. That will be a doubleheader, making up for the rainout on Wednesday in this series. 2 7-inning games starting tomorrow at 5 with fireworks to follow the nightcap. And that is going to, I think we're sneaking up on official. It's now 9-3, Frisco. Again, their magic number is 1. And it's 1 over both the Rockhounds and Amarillo. So right now the race for second place. And again, Amarillo has the better of it in terms of strength of opponents. So Rockhounds, who have been chasing Frisco, now the battle with Amarillo for second place in the second half. Swinging strike to Camargo. He has had a rough series. Jair was 0-4, three strikeouts and a double play bounced into on Tuesday. He's 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts and a walk in this one. Second and third, two men down. Chester's pitch, just blowing away. Oh, 96, just a little run on that pitch, just enough that it missed the outside corner. One ball, one strike. 2-1 Wichita. Absolutely sensational evening here in Permian Basin. Pitch down and away. Good sliding stop by Tyler Soderstrom. Rough Riders, by the way, trying to make it emphatic. They now lead 10-3 over Northwest Arkansas. And if you're the Riders, you want to do it that way. You want to post a win so you know you can celebrate all on your own. A swing and a miss. Chased one down and away, did Camargo. And he's got 5 strikeouts in 2 games in this series. And now 2-2 is the count. Chester Pimentel trying to get out of the inning. Activity beginning behind him in the bullpen. Top of the seventh, second and third, two men down, 2-1 Wichita. Pimentel comes set. Chester from the belt, the 2-2 pitch, and that's punched foul out of play. Camargo hanging in with a 2-2 count. Real quick while we're talking about the schedule. Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock for our season finale. They won the old-fashioned way, Family Day and Fan Appreciation Day as well. So Saturday and Sunday remain. Here is the 2-2 stretch. The pitch to Camargo sends a high fly ball to center field. Michael Goldberg, plenty of time and room. Here's slightly into left center, and he will haul it in. So Chester Pimentel got into a bit of a jam. A couple of base hits and a balk along the way. But no damage done. No runs, two hits, no errors, and a couple of men are left on base. Our seventh inning stretch. It might be the most overlooked important stat in baseball. Runs scored. The topic, Village Car Wash score of our game. It take me out to the ballgame. Oh, wild pitch is going to sing. Let's take you downstairs here. This wild pitch would take me out to the ballgame. Complete with the wireless microphone going out. Nice job, gentlemen. That's wild pitch.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
As right-hander Jordan Gore comes on the pitch, we are in the bottom half of the seventh inning in our seventh inning stretch, non-Googleable trivia. It really is maybe the most overlooked stat because scoring runs, of course, is how you win ball games. Only eight players ever have scored 2,000 or more runs. On this date, he passed two of them, Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron, and went on to become baseball's all-time leader in runs scored. Who might he be? Only eight guys have ever scored 2,000 or more. On this date, he passed two of them, Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron, and went on to become baseball's all-time leader in runs scored. Who is he in our non-Googleable trivia? From Budweiser and Michelob Ultra, as Logan Davidson stands in, looks to bunt. Did he offer? Oh, he did. And an 0-1 count to Logan on the missed bunt attempt. 0-1 the count. Answer after pitch number two from Jordan Gore. Jordan relieving Denny Bentley. And boy, these two guys kind of mirror images of one another, left-handed and right-handed. Pitch, high strike, inside edge, 0-2. Boy, they both have heads of hair working. My goodness. And I was a musician in the 70s. Yeah, I have seen hair. Denny Bentley, one inning, two strikeouts, three up, three down, and Jordan Gore relieves him. Denny's a left-hander. Jordan's a right-hander. And again, both have that quaff going. The pitch swung a little tapper out in front of the plate. Spinning play by Camargo, and he got him. Tremendous play by Camargo. Boy, he struggled to the plate, but that was a really good play. Swinging bunt. And Camargo with a play that he had to make about a 270-degree spin and threw right on the money for the out. One man down in the seventh inning, 2-1 Wichita. Well, the all-time leader in runs scored. And again, on this date, how would you like to play baseball for a living? And in one day, in a very good category, you pass both Babe Ruth and Hank Aaron. That's a good day. Pitch right down the middle to Brett Harris, who is 1-for-2. And he went on to catch Ty Cobb. And is the all-time leader in runs scored, Ricky Henderson. It's a kind of a cool group, and again, an overlooked statistic. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. Batter is Brett Harris, struck out in the second, singled sharply in the fifth. 2-1 Wichita in the seventh. The pitch on the way, and that's going to stay up and in for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Ricky Henderson is the all-time leader at 2,295. Again, only eight players in history have scored 2,000 or more runs. Eight Grounder to short. Couple of hops handled by Austin Martin toward the first for the out. Two men down in the seventh. Batter will be Devin Foyle. And this is a pretty good group. You have Ricky Anderson. These are in order from 1 through 8. Ricky Henderson, Ty Cobb, Barry Bonds, Babe Ruth, and Hank Aaron. They tied at 2,174. They are tied for fourth. Pete Rose, Willie Mays, and Alex Rodriguez. With those eight guys and anybody off the street to pitch, and you're undefeated. Pitch called strike to Devin Foyle, 0-1. You can make a pretty good lineup out of that group, couldn't you, too? I mean, guys in almost perfect position in the lineup. Of course, who would hit cleanup in that one? My goodness. Swinging a foul away, 0-2. Nobody on, two out. It's Jordan Gore making short work of the Hounds here in the seventh inning. Henderson, Cobb, Bonds, Ruth, Aaron, Rose, Mays, and A-Rod. The 0-2 stretch and pitch. And that ball hit high in the air to left field. Not deep. Prado is there. Drifting back, and he's got it, and straight away, and not deep left field. So, boy, the Rockhounds have been up and down in order in five of seven innings. They have five base hits and one run on the board. They've threatened a couple of times, but have only the one run. So we played seven. Give you a quick game summary in a moment. Village Car Wash score to the top of the eighth. Wichita 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
In Texas, there's pea-sized hail and baseball-sized hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. He knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
Top of the eighth, and Bryce Connolly is on to pitch for the Rockhounds. He'll face Junior Severino, Alex Isola, and Anthony Prado. A good ball game. 2-1 the score. Wichita with the lead. Bryce Connolly introduced the line score in this game. And again, hits have been difficult to come by. Line score almost identical. It's a 2-1 game. Each team five hits, each team no errors. Rockhound scored in the bottom of the first inning against the former Rockhound Daniel Gossett. A double by Zach Geloff, RBI single by Kyle McCann. Wichita took the lead in the third. A leadoff walk by Will Holland against Ryan Cusick, who was in his first inning of work. Holland stole second. Austin Martin singled, put runners at the corners, and Edward Julien a double into left field, driving home two runs, and that has been it. Hounds have gone in order five out of seven innings, but have had multiple hits in the other two. So we go to the eighth, and it'll be Junior Severino, 0-3 in this one, but very important in the first two games of the series, particularly in the opener on Tuesday. Takes down low for a ball, 1-0. And the Wind Surge have had the better of it against the Hounds this season, and really both seasons that they have been in the league. There's a swing and a miss, and it's one ball, one strike to Severino. Switch hitter batting from the left side against Bryce. Teams have met 20 times, and Wichita 14-6 against the Hounds. Here's a called strike to the outside edge, and the count is one ball, two strikes. They are 6-2. In this season against the Hounds. McChesney 16-4 in history. Swinging a roller foul wide at third base. 1-2. Just glancing at the scoreboard in Frisco just to keep an eye. For the second time, they have scored five runs in an inning in the ballgame tonight at Springdale. Ground ball to shortstop. Davidson hadn't played perfectly up the middle. Throw to first base is strong, and there Severino retired 6-3. goes the put out, and here's Alex Isola. So we can put away the tiebreakers and all of that good stuff. Frisco will, it appears anyway, close it out tonight on their own, and that's the way it ought to be. You can't say they got shortchanged last year, but it was an unusual way not to make the playoffs for Frisco. Here's the swing and a bouncer foul off Isola's bat. Midway through the season last year, and again, everything, of course, was kind of in, at least in a state of partial limbo. You know, until Tim Grubbs, a Windsurge radio voice, he and I were talking for a long time today, and he had mentioned, I've just kind of not forgotten, but hadn't thought about it in a while, pitch up high for a ball, 1-1, that we didn't start playing until May of last year. So a bit of a late start, and when the season began, MLB didn't say whether or not there would be minor league playoffs. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider away. Count is 1-2. And so about halfway through the season, they said, okay, we'll have playoffs, but no divisional round. And so it would just be the top two records overall in the league. The 1-2 pitch is popped in the air to the right side of the infield. Second baseman Zach Geloff will glove it. Two men down in the eighth inning. The batter will be Anthony Prado. Frisco basically led the South wire to wire, but when MLB made the decision to just go with the top two records, it put Frisco in about a three-way race. Wichita, the Windsurge, made the playoffs a year ago, and they were the first to clinch, and there were three teams bidding for the second spot. Pitch backs up just inside. I believe it was both of the Arkansas teams. I know it was Northwest Arkansas, of course, and I know it was Frisco. I believe the other was Arkansas. Here's the 1-0 stretch and pitch. Fouled away. 1-1. And it was interesting because on the final day of the regular season, Frisco needed a win, and they would have been in, but they lost. Arkansas then needed a win. They would have gotten the playoffs. They lost. Northwest Arkansas, the last team to play that day, they needed a win, and they got in. Called strike. It's 1-2 to Prado. And, in fact, they were a surprise winner over the Windsurge in the best-of-five single round for the Double-A Central title. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball, third base. Brett Harris is there. Makes the play. Sets up. Throws and got him. And a 1-2-3 inning and a nice win at that for Bryce Conley. And the Windsurge go in order. But Frisco last year, there were simply no divisions. They were the South Division, easily the best team in the South a year ago, did not make the playoffs because of the restructure, and so maybe it's only fair that they are apparently about to clinch and get on their way. To the bottom of the eighth we go, but Wichita continues to lead this ball game. Village Car Wash score, the Windsurge 2, and the Rockhounds 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Sawgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
Windsurge go back to the bullpen here, one inning at a time for Denny Bentley and Jordan Gore, each getting a three-up, three-down inning. Bentley with a couple of strikeouts. And Francis Piguero, right-hander, will come on to pitch. In the last half of the eighth inning, he'll face 9-1-2 in the Rockhounds order. Marty Bikina, and back to the top for Michael Goldberg and Zach Geloff. 2-1 Wichita. Piguero comes on for the 16th time out of the bullpen, a 5.94 ERA. 16 and two-thirds innings pitched, 19 base hits. He just flat doesn't walk anybody. How he has a 6 ERA is a little stunning. 19 hits in basically 17 innings, 2 walks, and 13 strikeouts, but he has given up some damage and therefore the high ERA. But, boy, the other numbers look very, very good. Right-hander on the mound to face Marty Bikina. Marty 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a single. He's up and in for a ball, 1-0. Rockhounds have gone in order 5 of the 7 innings of the game. They got a run on 3 base hits in the first inning and had 2 base hits and threatened in the 5th inning. Pitcher called strike and it's 1-1. And in each case, catch by Will Holland in center field saved 2 runs with 2 men out. The hands up and down in order, as mentioned, in the other 5 innings of this game. Pitch to Marty, fouled straight back. It's 1-2. Marty Bikina, 227 coming in. Right-handed hitter straight away against Peguero. Infield shades him a little bit to pull all the way around. Swings, high fly ball, well struck in the left center field. Back is Holland, still going back, and that ball... he is going to be caught at the wall by Holland again. Boy, Will Holland, and that one, again, that won't get you a web, Jim. A little bit of breeze picking up as well. The flags are actually unfurled and moving in the wind. That might have been enough to keep that ball from getting off the wall. I don't know that it would have gotten out of here. It might have had something to do with it, and Holland tracked it down against the wall in deep left center field. Now, he's been very important in this ball game for sure defensively. Michael Goldberg takes ball one. Nobody on, one out in the 8th inning. Bikina gave it a ride, but just ran out of steam at the wall. And the ball hit in the air to left center field. Holland again on the move, and he tracks that down. That one just short of the track in deep left center up the bat of Michael Goldberg. That one more of a line drive. Two down in the 8th, and here's Zach. Zach Gelob, 1-for-3, doubled and scored the Rockhounds run in the bottom of the 1st inning. He has struck out and flown out to deep center field, and that was the other one that Holland made a play on. You said Holland's play in the 1st inning was basically just terrifically alert, great hustle. The ball that Gelob hit in the 5th inning was toward the deepest recess of the power alley in right center field. That was going right at the 384, 394 area in deep right center. And he made an over-the-shoulder catch, and it was a beauty. And again, that came with 2-1 and 2 out, so he clearly saved a couple of runs with that one. And where Zach hit that ball, it's 394 to the deep power alley in right center. It's 384 deep power alley in left center. Over-the-shoulder catch that deep, you know that ball was well struck with 2-on, 2-out. And if Holland misses either of those catches, if he isn't really alert, gets that great jump back in the 1st and doesn't haul one in over the shoulder in the 5th, Rockhounds would be leading this game because clearly 2 runs would have scored on either of those plays. Holland has really been big in the game. Long discussion on the mound, and after that, a strike of the knees on the outside corner as Camargo visiting with his pitcher. Nobody on and 2 men down, bottom of the 8th inning. 0-1 to Gelob, hard hit ball at third base. Picked on the backhand by Severino. Sets up, throws, got him. Good play at third base. Severino's made a couple of really nice plays in this game. So for the 6th time in 8 innings, the Rockhounds will go in order. Again, some very good defense. Good plays by Holland in the outfield and by Severino at third. To the top of the 9th, Village Car Wash score reads Wichita 2, the Rockhounds 1.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Top of the ninth inning, Wichita 2, Rockhounds 1, and it'll be Deshaun Thursey Jr. to lead it off against Bryce Conley. Second inning of work, and he fires a fastball down the middle for a called strike, 0-1. Made the journey fully in tonight. Wind has backed off a little bit now. Breeze still enough to unfurl the flags, though. A little bit of wind here tonight. 1-0 pitch, lifted high and foul out of play, 0-2. Don't know about game two tomorrow. Game one is just outstanding. Jack Cushing, 10-game winner for the Rockhounds. Cody Lauerson going to the mound for Wichita. Ground ball, got a chance. A dive by Geloff. Can't get there. Ball snuck under his glove. Now, Kersey, remember, is the league's leading thief with 41 steals. That was an 0-2 base hit. And let's see if he turns that into your basic double. Single to right center field, up the middle, sixth base hit now for the Wind Surge. Rockhounds have five. Cody Lauerson, who goes tomorrow, is 5-0 with a sub-1 ERA, both a starter and a reliever, 0.82 against 10-game winner Jack Cushing. Called strike. Kyle Schmidt takes it 0-1. That's game one. We expect Colin Palouse in the nightcap for the Rockhounds, not sure for Wichita. And, of course, Wind Surge going to get things in order for the playoffs. Short series, but you have time to get things going. Kersey runs as we thought he would. There'll be no throw. Tyler actually dropped the ball, but that'll be a steal. He would have had it swiped anyway. Well, that is 42 steals for Deshaun Kersey. Leads the Texas League. Again, it's just stunning. The guy who led the league until, the last week or so was Esturi Ruiz of San Antonio, who had last played for the Missions on June 3rd. And running again on this time, broke too early. Throw to third base to Brett Harris. And out of Geloff. And tagged out is Deshaun Thursey Jr. That's just the seventh time he's been caught, but he broke too early. Boy, and the Wind Surge trying to get an insurance run here, and that's not going to help the cause, as broke too soon. Conley saw him. And that should go 1-5-4, I do believe, on the caught stealing. So base is empty, one down in the ninth inning. We'll see how important that is when all is said and done. Swinging strike as Schmidt chases one up and away from Bryce Conley. Will Holland will follow. Well, he has been the glove in this game. I got one right. Oh, this day just got so much better. And a swinging strike, three in the strikeout for Bryce Conley. So the caught stealing is indeed 1-5-4. Strikeout for Bryce. And two down now in the ninth inning. I'm getting the sense that Frisco would like to make things emphatic. They lead 11-3 and have the bases loaded in the top of the seventh in Northwest Arkansas. Frisco, yeah, you're in. Don't worry about it. Here's the stretch and pitch. Lifted high in the air, right field, not deep. Devin Foyle says he's got it. He's a man of his word, and the inning is over. So the leadoff base hit goes by the boards on the caught stealing. No runs on the hit, no errors, and nobody left. Well, it's been a really good ball game. Well pitched, really good defense, and the Rockhounds have one more shot at it as we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. We're at Momentum Bank Ballpark in our Village Car Wash score. After 8.5, the Wind Surge 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the MyHEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger.
And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... Oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos? I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Big right-hander Alex Phillips will come on to try to close it for the win surge. It's been a good one. 2-1 is the score. Alex 6'4", 215. Texan out of Nacogdoches, Texas. And he will face 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Kyle McCann, J.J. Schwarz, and Tyler Soderstrom. And that's a pretty good trio for the Rockhounds from the home team's perspective. Alex Phillips, meantime, has been outstanding out of the bullpen. This is his first save situation. But in 16 prior appearances, he is 2-0 with a 2.66 ERA. And the numbers right across the board support that. 16 hits in 20 and a third, 10 walks, 32 strikeouts. So a 1.28 whip, which is very good. And opposition, boy, not hitting well against him at all, to a 2.11 clip. So Phillips has been terrific and now tries for his first save of 2022. Kyle McCann will lead it off. Drove in the Rockhounds run all the way back in the first inning. Hits have been tough to come by all the way around. Windsurge have 6. The Rockhounds have 5. 2-1 game. Phillips from the belt. Right-hander's first pitch. Swung on and missed. Kyle, an RBI single. He's bounced to first and flown to center. Daniel Gossett started this. Did the former Rockhound. Went the first 5. Phillips now the 4th reliever. Swinging. That ball is lined toward right field. Has that got a chance? And that ball is going to get down. It's a base hit for Kyle. Rounding first on his way to second base. He'll go in head first just ahead of the throw. Throw bounds away, but it's backed up nicely by Severino, the third baseman. Lead off double for Kyle McCann. Man, that has to feel good. Again, he's just been in one of those slumps, but again, his hits have been productive. He's driven in some runs, and this, a double into the right field corner. On an 0-1 pitch. And the Rockhounds will pinch run for Kyle McCann. Chase Calabrese will pinch run for him. But boy, that's so good to see again. Kyle McCann is so important to this team. And look, slumps are slumps, and he's a high-volume strikeout guy. That's just part of his resume. But in this game, Kyle goes 2-for-4. He drives in the first and now a double leading off the bottom of the 9th inning. Chase Calabrese, who would... Kyle's the DH, so that won't matter position-wise. Pitch outside corner called strike to J.J. Schwarz. J.J. 0-for-3. That's very out of character for him, all on strikeouts. So the tying run in scoring position, last of the 9th inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's down and in for a ball, 1-1. You know, Kyle with an RBI single and now a double. And he will now watch from the railing as Chase Calabrese takes his spot on base. Stretch by the right-hander Phillips. One ball, one strike to count. J.J. waits at the plate, 2-1, bottom of the 9th. Pitch, check swing, it's a called strike, 1-2. Boy, a very unusual night for J.J. Schwarz, who asked for timeout here. Again, 3 strikeouts, he's down in the count here, 1-2. So Phillips looking to dispose of J.J. without that runner moving up. Tying run in scoring position. Glances at the runner. 1-2 pitch by Phillips is down and away. Camargo makes that play with ease. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. Last of the 9th inning. Breeze has almost gone away here in this yard. Again, bright lights at the stadium shining here and next door, in fact. They have high school football going on next door, so all sorts of stuff in this part of town. 2-2 stretch, pitched by Phillips, fouled away. The baseball, as you and I look at it, the baseball goes to the right. The bat goes behind J.J. and back to the left. It's two balls, two strikes a second time, and J.J. will collect his baseball bat. Tyler Soderstrom on deck. Logan Davidson in the hole. Last of the ninth inning, 2-1 Wichita. Again, this is just simply put a really good ball game. It's not going to have any effect on the pennant race. That's coming to an end. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Oh, he did. Check swing, third strike, and J.J.'s asking, why no appeal? Boy, I don't blame him. That is not much of a check swing. I'm not saying that the appeal would not have been granted, but the first base umpire, in fact, is between the pitcher and second baseman. I don't know. And, boy, J.J. is, he's hot, and on that I don't blame him. Now, there is some frustration as well because that's an 0-for-4 game, all on strikeouts, and that is really unusual for J.J. Schwarz. But, boy, that's tough with no appeal on the check swing. Not much of a swing, but enough, and he's out. Now here is Tyler Soderstrom, bouncing ball back up. Middle's going to be picked by Martin. The shortstop throws him out. Chopper up the middle, a bouncing ball, and that is picked on the short hop by Martin. Soderstrom is a left-handed hitter. They had him shaded up the middle, and Martin charged that. Boy, if that ball gets under his glove, this is a tie game. Kalibwig advances to third, but only there as Austin Martin, and again, defense is not necessarily his calling card, but that was a marvelous play, and he's been good those last two nights defensively. Now Logan Davidson, two outs, last of the ninth inning, tying run at third base. Pressure on pitcher and catcher as well. Swing and a miss as Logan chases one, maybe a little bit up at 93. 0-1. Logan 0-for-3 in this game. That's been unusual of late. Kalibwig, the pinch runner at third base. Two out, bottom of the ninth. 0-1 the count. Logan waits. Stretch and pitch by Phillips. Swing and a miss. Another fastball elevated at 93, and it's 0-2. Boy, you just again have to say it's been a terrific ball game. Wichita's playoff ticket is long since punched. Rockhound's not going. That's going to belong to Prisco. We know that. But this is just a good Texas League baseball game. 0-2. Phillips looking to close the door. Runner at third. Two out in a one-run game. Davidson waits. 0-2 pitch. He got him. Swing and a miss. Boy, the Hounds get a leadoff double in the bottom of the ninth, but Alex Phillips with some really good help from shortstop Austin Martin on the defensive play denies the run. No runs on the hit, no errors, and one man left on base. Well, the wind surge just flat owned the Rockhounds, or as we're kidding a little bit, at least with an option to buy, they win it. Second half champs in the North Division, just a terrific game. To both ball clubs, this was really good Texas League baseball. Gentlemen, tip of the cap for Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Wichita Wind Surge, it's 2 runs on 6 hits. For the Rockhounds, it's 1 run on 6 hits. The game errorless, and again, I thought really, really well played defensively. The prodigal Rockhound, Daniel Gossett, member of the 2016 championship team, gets the victory in this game. Holds for Denny Bentley, for Jordan Gore and Francis Peguero, the save to Alex Phillips. The loss to Ryan Cusick, the thought he pitched very, very well in this game, or certainly a very good performance. Gave up a couple of runs, but then came back with 3 scoreless innings. And I think we got a little glimpse at, really at least in part, of what Ryan Cusick can do. So 2-1 is the score. Two-run double by Edward Julien is the game-winning swing of the bat, and that came in the third inning. 2 hours, 19 minutes of baseball daylight time, 3,844. Watched it here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Friday night baseball, and the wind surge boy continue to really make life miserable for the Rockhounds. They have really had their way in the first two seasons of these teams matching up in the new Texas League. Final Village Car Wash score of our game for Momentum Bank Ballpark, Wichita 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
It's much easier, of course, if you come out on the winning end of a score such as this, but this was just really, I said it several times down the stretch, it's a really good game tonight. Former Rockhound Daniel Gossett, boy, we wish him all the very best. Hope you get back to the big leagues. Goss, he pitched here, of course, was a member, as we said, of the 2016 championship team, went five innings and did give up one run, but the Rockhounds got that run in the first inning, and Gossett was really tough from that point on, at one point retiring 10 in a row. Bottom of the first, Zach Geloff with a double. Kyle McCann with an RBI takes over the team lead with his 62nd ribby, and it was a 1-0 game. Will Holland, though, makes that key catch, 2-on, 2-out, ball hit in the air in the Sun Field. Left fielder Anthony Prado never moved. He just didn't see it, and that's understandable. It's a tough Sun Field, but Will Holland went a long, long way. Center fielder tracked it down, saves two runs. If that ball drops, I promise you, two-run score without any question. In the third inning, the wind surge got a walk from Will Holland, who comes up big here, stolen base. Single for Austin Martin and a two-run double, Edward Julien, and that turns out to be it. Rockhounds threatened in the fifth inning, had two on, and again, Holland made a brilliant catch over the shoulder, deep right center off the bat of Zach Geloff. And in the ninth inning, leadoff double by Kyle McCann, and a brilliant play by Austin Martin, not known for defense necessarily, but played well last night defensively, did have an error late, but overall played very well, and tonight makes a brilliant pick. If he does not make that short hop pick on that sharp topspin bouncer up the middle, this is a tie ball game. We might still be playing baseball. Really good play by Martin, and that was the difference in the ninth inning. So 2-1 the score. Daniel Gossett getting the victory against his former team. Doubleheader tomorrow, 5 o'clock first pitch, 2 7-inning games, and fireworks one more time will follow. Our final fireworks show of the season here in this, what will be the final weekend, with Frisco on its way to a win tonight. Hope that we'll see you tomorrow at the ballpark. Again, 5 for the first pitch of the game. And here on MILB-TV and Rockhounds Radio on MidlandRockhounds.org, we'll bring you a double dip tomorrow. And then the Sunday afternoon finale, that's going to be a really good pitching matchup, as we said, tomorrow, certainly for the opener. And we will see what unfolds from there. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Momentum Bank Ballpark, where the wind surge edged the Rockhounds in a good win by the final score of 2-1. And with that, we will say goodnight to Red, Leo, to Mr. Jackson. We say goodnight to Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.